2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 3. Day 1. Outline. Roman number 1. In the New Testament, faith is both objective and subjective. Capital A. The objective faith refers to the subject of our believing, that is, to the things in which we believe. This objective faith includes the contents of God's New Testament economy. Number 1. The faith in Ephesians 4:13 is not faith as a believing action but the objective faith. Number 2. The items of the objective faith are only those items that are related to our salvation, in other words, only those items that relate to Christ's person and work. Capital B. Subjective faith has to do with our action of believing. Number 1. According to this meaning, to have faith in the Lord is to believe in Him. Number 2. All genuine believers in Christ are one in having faith related to Christ. Capital C. In 1 Thessalonians 3:2, faith is not only subjective, referring to the saints believing, as in verses 5, 6, and 10, but also objective, referring to what we believe in, as in 1 Timothy 3:9, 4:1, and 2 Timothy 4:7. Number 1. These two aspects of faith involve one another. Number 2. Our believing, subjective faith, is out of the things we believe and in the things we believe, objective faith. This is the end of today's outline.